One brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Well, I had arranged a face-to-face meeting with our guest of this morning, John Huckabee from the American Red Cross Tulsa office, but John opting, I think wisely, not to make the drive, because good morning, John. Thanks for coming in. You could have probably driven to Bartlesville safely, but I'm not sure you would have gotten home because the real roads in places certainly starting to get slick. Thanks for calling in this morning, John. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you for having me this morning. I'm glad to be with you.
And one of the four main mission areas for the American Red Cross, going back really to its beginnings with Clara Barton, we're talking about a plentiful and safe blood supply. And you never really have all the blood you can use, because the shelf life of that blood donation that I might make today is shorter than the period of time when I can donate again. So you're always looking for new donors, right?
That's true, Charlie. The American Red Cross is very proud to provide about 40% of the nation's blood supply. And if you think about that, that is an incredible feat and a challenge for us. We currently have about a three-day supply of blood and blood types, and we always try to maintain about a five-day supply. So we certainly are in a critical blood shortage period this winter, not only here in Oklahoma, but across the country.
Well, and that's true nearly every winter, just because winter weather, doing what winter weather does, keeps those regular donors from coming in. And I know you have blood mobiles throughout the area, and of course in the Tulsa area you have a blood center. People can come in and donate regularly, but places like Bartlesville, Tahlequah, other places that are not served by a full-time blood center, you mostly rely on blood mobiles here in town.
Yes, that's true. In fact, we make it very easy for people to know where the blood drives are in their area. For example, we have one coming up today from 11 to 5 at the City Hall in Barnsdall, and then on Monday from noon to 6 at our Red Cross office there on South Jennings, we'll have a blood drive. But if folks want to know where there is a blood drive near them, all they need to do is go to redcrossblood.org, and type in their zip code, and it'll list for them all the upcoming blood drives in their area.
And that's the nice thing about it. Now, one thing I know the Red Cross tries to do is schedule those blood drives on a regular basis, so that if you donated today, say in Barnsdall, then they're going to have one in Barnsdall on the next day that you are eligible to donate blood. You make it pretty easy for people, really.
We certainly try. We've had, obviously, some cancellations due to the winter weather. In fact, across the country, we have lost 16,000 blood and platelet donations just in the month of January because of the winter weather. And so that just highlights the need for blood and blood donations at this time. But yes, we certainly try to keep that schedule based upon when people are eligible to give again after their last donation. And the good thing about having the website or even downloading the app is that they can check for real-time updates to make sure that that blood drive is still going to be on that day.
And speaking of that app, you have made it very convenient. It's a very well-done app. Technically, it's easy to navigate. And in addition to the blood drive information, which is what we're talking about this morning, but if you need a home first aid kit, or if you need other good stuff just to keep your home or business safe, you can pick those up as a pre-stocked backpack or pre-stocked box of first aid supplies just through the Red Cross, right?
Yes, that's correct. And all people need to do is just go to their app store, depending upon what kind of device they have, and they'll see the menu of the Red Cross apps that we have, and not only the blood app, but the emergency app, the weather app, first aid tips. So some really, really good, useful, and free apps that they can have on their phone at the ready at all times.
Takes about an hour more or less to donate blood between the questionnaire, the actual donation process, and then you get a kind of a mini physical in the process as far as taking your blood pressure and pulse rate and that sort of thing, and then a snack just as a recuperation and sending you on your way after donating blood.
Yes, it can be very easy, and that's the good thing about being able to do appointments for blood. You can go and make an appointment so that your wait time is less. Of course, if you're in Tulsa, you can drop into our center 7 days a week and donate blood. But yes, we try to make that stay, that visit, as short as possible, but we do want to make sure you're in good health when you come and that we give you proper hydration and snacks so that you feel good after the donation.
And I know that you would always tell folks, you know, don't schedule any heavy lifting, any strenuous work for the next several hours after donating blood. It does literally take something out of you. But other than that, for most people, it's a safe and relatively easy process. And even if you have a little fear of needles, don't worry about that so much. The folks at the Red Cross do a great job of hitting that vein the first time.
Well, that's true. And generally, in most states, if you're age 17 or over and you weigh at least 110 pounds and you're generally good health, you should consider yourself a good candidate for giving blood. And, of course, you know, we'll do some further analysis with you when you arrive. But yes, for the most part, many, many more people are eligible than actually give blood each year. So we really want to encourage you to think about giving that gift of life.
And just because at one point in time maybe you were deemed ineligible, don't necessarily read that as a lifetime ineligibility. Your criteria changes from year to year, sometimes from month to month. Sometimes you get more strenuous. Sometimes you find out that you were turning someone away for a reason that's no longer a valid reason. So just because, let's say, 5 years ago they said, we don't want your blood today, doesn't necessarily mean that was a lifetime turn away. I still encourage people to go donate blood when they can.
Absolutely. And we have a confidential conversation that we can have with people individually to assess, their eligibility. And also, you can be assured that the Red Cross tests all of the blood that we collect. We conduct over 12 tests on every unit of blood that we collect to help ensure that we provide not only the most reliable, but as safe as possible blood supply for the American people.
Well, again, we encourage people to go to that Red Cross app, go to the website, or just call 1-800-RED-CROSS and find out where and when you can donate blood.
Yes, that's exactly right. And we thank you so much for highlighting that for us today, Charlie.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it. John, let's talk again fairly soon when we actually have more time on a day where you and I can converse face-to-face. But again, thank you so much for calling in this morning on A Community Connection and allowing us to highlight the need today for American Red Cross blood donation.
Thank you so much, Charlie. Look forward to it.
Thank you very much. John Huckabee from the Red Cross office in Tulsa. And again, there's a blood mobile today in Barnsdall. Our Community Connection on 1400 K1 brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.